And welcome back to Over Coffee. In his new novel, Coven of Wolves, author Peter Sines creates a believable epic fantasy world in which it's really easy to get immersed very quickly. And this weekend, he's going to give you the chance to experience that world for yourself. Like Veronica Reyes, whom you heard earlier today, Peter is also going to be reading from his work at the Author's Lounge during San Gabriel Valley Pride's 2013 Pride Festival. Date on that Saturday, September 28th, this Saturday, and he's going to get listeners acquainted with his characters, their challenges, and he's probably going to get you hooked because he's writing the first book, or he has written the first book of a trilogy. Peter talked about what went into creating that first book, Coven of Wolves. Peter, how'd you first get interested in writing in general and this particular genre, fantasy in particular?
Growing up, I've always been a very big fan of specific authors, and Roald Dahl was really big on my list as a kid. I used to read a lot of his stories, from like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to The Witches. Then that even led into some of the more imaginative poetry authors, such as Shel Silverstein. As a kid, that was a really big person on my list. And just my own interest on the side that I would delve into, like movies and comic books, and the fantasy genre just kind of grew out of that area.
And how did you start to write your own fantasy genre books and stories?
Well, I've always doodled with just different stories over the years since I've been a kid. And it actually wasn't until a few years ago where I had a conversation with some friends on the computer. And they were all big fans of literature and, you know, dabbled themselves. And we decided, well, let's just try to get together and put a book out with just short stories. And that ended up becoming my first book, which was called Queer Tales, Fantasy Anthology. It was me and five other writers, and that was our first venue into the publishing world.
And that short story, was that the seed of the current book, Coven of Wolves?
Yes, actually, the inspiration for that story came to me so quickly, I was able to just put it down very quickly. And the other writers weren't quite ready with their stories yet, so what I ended up doing was just running with it even further, and the short story for that book ended up becoming chapter one of my first full novel, which is Coven of Wolves.
From there, from writing that short story, tell me the story of writing your novel. What happened next as you were creating Devin and his world?
I had an idea in my head initially just for the first short story, which is just introduce this fantastic character and someone that I would be interested in reading about from someone else. And basically it's about a person who was in a witch coven, and as opposed to like everyday witches, they are actually magical witches, more in the line of like Harry Potter. But in that world, he really wasn't happy with the group of people he was set up with, so he wanted to leave, which was a big no-no in that world. So he ended up being a person on the run. And that was pretty much what that short story started off as. And as I decided I wanted to develop that story a little bit further, I decided I wanted to incorporate a little bit more of the supernatural world. And so he ended up being on the run and running into other groups such as like witch kidnappers and werewolves. And it kind of got in his way as far as trying to, you know, find peace in the world.
And in the process, it looks as if you've had a lot of fun as a writer. You incorporate some intriguing characters, and I love Ms. Whiskers. Would you tell me a little bit about her?
So in my world, very powerful witches are able to develop their own familiar, which is a part of their soul that becomes animated and becomes their own like helper and enhances them. And only special, powerful witches are able to achieve that level. And once you do, you're so powerful that you begin to be able to communicate with everyday animals. And my character, Devin Marshall, when he initially goes on the run, he runs into this kitty cat who ends up becoming really sweet and smitten with him. And to her, he's just this magical being with a lot of sparkles. So they're both fascinated with each other in some respects. And she ends up tagging along with him along with the adventure. And right now I'm working on book two, and Miss Whiskers definitely will be making a return appearance.
I had to laugh when I realized that she was talking about cats as, quote, the pretty ones, as in pretty kitty.
As opposed to the dogs, which are the bitey ones.
You talked about familiars. Devin winds up with a familiar of his own. Would you tell me a little bit about Fenris?
Fenris is a part of his soul made animated. Each witch can either become just a follower of nature or can become a follower of a specific deity. So he was in a bind, and his deity granted him access to a familiar to help him survive the ordeal. And that ended up becoming a wolf-type animal named Fenris. And so Fenris and my main character can speak mentally to each other, and they're very intuitive with the environment around them when they're together. And he's basically a best friend and a bodyguard in one.
There are a lot of great scenes with them, too. How does Devin grow and change as he's on what amounts to a journey with Fenris and with a boyfriend who becomes very important to him, Tobias?
Well, in the beginning, Devin is on the run and only really looking out for himself. He just wants to get away from everything and just to find peace, and really doesn't really want to be part of anything and just find himself. And instead of that happening, as what happens usually in life, life throws a curveball at you. So not only is he now just trying to find peace for himself, he now has this magical familiar that he wants to take care of, and then develops friends along the way and even a boyfriend, and they don't want to see him hurt. So they are very insistent they're going to be part of his world, whether he likes it or not. So he learns how to open himself up and not just think about himself throughout the book.
I really like what you've done with the love story, too, between Tobias and Devin, because it's very matter-of-fact. It's a core element of the story, but it's not the whole story. How'd you make these choices?
I wanted my book to have definitely not only just gay characters, but gay characters who are not just window features. They actually do have romance, and they do have a love story, but I didn't want it to be overly graphic. So whenever I had the relationship between Tobias and Devin develop, I wanted it to be a little bit more organic. It didn't just come out of nowhere. You find out that Tobias has had this distant crush on Devin for quite a while, and it's over time developed into love. And so Devin is trying to come to understand exactly what that means. And by the end of the book, I think he does, and they become, you know, the couple of the book.
And you give them a really nice moment. They sound almost like a married couple, because at one point Tobias gets really angry at Devin because he put himself in danger. And Devin says something like, oh, I know that discussion isn't over.
Yeah, I think in gay world and straight world, people in a relationship, they always have a strong love connection, and they also have, you know, a love-hate relationship too. And it's at varying degrees. And with them, I think they're basically coming to understand each other a lot better and understanding what's at stake and not wanting to put themselves in front of what could be.
You and I are listening to author Peter Sines, who's going to be reading from his new fantasy novel, Coven of Wolves, in the Author's Lounge of San Gabriel Valley's Pride's Pride Festival this weekend. I should mention that the Pride Festival is a free event. Everybody is welcome. It's themed, Pride Is. It's going to be happening in Pasadena's Memorial Park on North Raymond Avenue near Holly. And Peter is going to be reading at 4 o'clock in the Author's Lounge. They'll have authors reading there all day. Just ahead on Over Coffee, Peter talks about the choices he made in creating some of his main characters. That's next here on LancerRadio.org. This is Lancer Radio at LancerRadio.org, and you're listening to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. With a warning for you, Peter Sines, the author, tends to be very addictive very quickly. If you loved Harry Potter or enjoyed Anne Rice, you're probably going to like his novel Coven of Wolves, in which he creates a very believable fantasy world. Peter's going to be reading from his work at the Author's Lounge during San Gabriel Valley Pride's 2013 Pride Festival this Saturday, September 28th. He'll get you acquainted with his characters, their challenges, and what comes next. Peter and I talked about what went into creating his first book, Coven of Wolves.
You know a lot about Latin, you know a lot about Wicca, and you know a lot about mythology. Were you winding up spending a lot of time in libraries prior to writing this?
I think I probably would have if the world of Wikipedia didn't exist. Wikipedia has been a very helpful tool that I've had, as well as like a few other sites. I'm not really that knowledgeable in the intricate details of Wicca, So that was able to give me a general oversight on some of the practices and the general tones and beliefs of that faith, as well as a few others. I also made up my own kind of thing. I kind of made embellishments along with some of those as well.
I'm wondering about the prototype for Malak. He's a great villain. Whom did you base him on?
I just really wanted to have an evil, beautiful villain, someone that you want to love to hate to be around. In the book, he's described as a former, older runway model that has a very striking appearance and a very demanding presence. And I think that was very important to establish a villain that is not just a generic bad guy. So there's some parts of him that are very attractive. There's a whole coven is in love with him and wants to spend time with him. But at the same time, you can see just how sinister and sadistic he is and how controlling he is with the main character, Devon.
You can just sense him in the charm when he's getting what he wants and ice cold when he doesn't get what he wants is what I got from him.
Exactly.
I'll tell you one character that confused me a little bit, though, was Anna, because she's a nice lady right up to the very end of the book, and then you gave her an about face. Why?
Actually, my storyline, whenever I was almost done with it, I realized that it's a three-part story because I had introduced so many characters and I wanted to give them all the respective time. I had to put the storyline into three different areas. So what happens is with Anna, she is a grandmother type who is very accommodating. She loves to help people, and that said, she's also very reserved and very quiet. She's very observant on what happens around her. But something happens, and you won't really find out until book two, that causes her to change that personality. So it's not really Anna that caused her to leave the situation. It's something else entirely. That
I promise to ask you nothing further about that because I don't want to ruin it. It's fun, too, that you have actually two epic battles that happen in Coven of Wolves, and you seem to make a strong statement in the first one about war versus rationality. How'd that come about?
I think because I come from such a strong comic book background, if you follow comic books, and especially comic books like the X-Men, where they just don't have battles just to have battles, there's usually a development that happens. There's always some kind of rationality that happens. And you don't see that in a lot of books. A lot of times the authors want to throw these characters into a situation where let's just have them fight and see who wins. And I kind of wanted to go the route, well, why are they fighting? And what's the outcome going to be? And what does everyone get out of everything? So I wanted everything to have a purpose.
Also, you send kind of a gentle message about families and acceptance when Adam shows up and meets Tobias. What can you tell me about this?
In that world, there's the world of the werewolves, where they're very clannish, they're very self-sufficient. They don't really have a lot to do with the outside world, other than the basic necessities of, like, food and shelter. But other than that, they have their own internal structures and their own rules, and because of that, they're very rigid. And the whole gay world, the gay lifestyle, they see as an outside thing. So it's not something that they're very familiar with and that they're very comfortable with. But at the same time, you have a character like Adam, who was just reunited with his son that he was forced away from and wants to be part of his life again. And then all of a sudden he realizes, well, I have him back, but he's also gay and has these witches after him. And so I want to protect him, but there's also this part of him that I am not familiar with. And so it's one part of the book that I really wanted to delve into is that everything isn't black and white. You don't just hate people, you don't just love people. Sometimes whenever you introduce someone to someone else, it's more about just getting to know them and finding out, you know, is this person lovable or is this person someone that I'm not really that connected with.
And you also seem to do that with Nicholas, who really isn't that likable when we first see him, but he undergoes a change.
Nicholas is actually a very kind of complex character. But whenever I came up with Nicholas, I wanted to have a character who was very no-nonsense, very by the book, no questions asked. But I wanted him to have an internal backstory. I wanted him to have an internal motivation for some of the things that he does. So whenever you see like a bad character, I don't think all bad characters are bad. Especially with him, you realize he's actually a very good person. He was just brought up in this world where he wasn't allowed to express on things that he likes and wasn't allowed to do the things that he wanted to. He was basically, you're a soldier, you're going to work for my family, and that's what your life is going to be about.
I'm going to assume that he develops and grows and learns differently. As you said, there's no black and white over the next two books, but I guess I'm just going to have to wait and read just like everybody else.
Well, with him, I think you do see a little bit of his tender side, because you find out that besides being this cutthroat assassin for the werewolves, he helped raise his cousin's son, Damon, since birth. So he really sees Damon as a son himself. He's very protective of him. So you see that he does have the soft side to everything else about him that is very hard.
That's author Peter Sines talking about his new supernatural fantasy novel, Coven of Wolves, from which he's going to be reading this Saturday, September 28th, during the Authors Lounge at San Gabriel Valley's 2013 Pride Festival. Now, this Pride Festival is going to be a great time. They're going to have author readings all day, classic car show, activities for children, bingo, but not your grandmother's bingo. That's all I'm going to say. You're just going to have to go and see what it is. It's a lot of fun, I'll tell you that much. And a chance to participate in the Big Draw LA Creative Mural Project. I know I'm missing some things. You're just going to have to go and check it out. You can find out more about San Gabriel Valley's 2013 Pride Festival on their page. It's sgvpride.org. That's sgvpride.org is their webpage. Or, once again, come on down and see what's going on at Memorial Park this upcoming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Raymond Near Holly, community party with everybody welcome. And if you'd like to know more about what Peter Sines is writing, his website, Peter Sines, I'm spelling his last name, S like Sam, A Apple, E like Edward, N like Nancy, and Z like Zebra.com. That's petersines.com. And just ahead here on Over Coffee, what Peter found most helpful in pursuing his dream of being a writer. That's coming up on LancerRadio.org. This is Lancer Radio at LancerRadio.org, where you're with Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Witches, werewolves, and a great gay protagonist are all part of the new fantasy novel Coven of Wolves by Peter Sines, and Peter is going to be reading from his new book this Saturday during the Authors Lounge of San Gabriel Valley Pride's Pride Festival 2013. You're invited. Peter and I talked about his new book and how his experience creating it illustrated the steps to going after your dreams.
Peter, what would you say that you've learned about yourself from writing this particular book and trilogy?
Well, the fact that I can do it. There's so many friends that I know on just through the years that are fans of literature and fans of authors and fans of just ideas that never had any of them out there put into the universe. And I was one of them for like the longest time. I was pretty much my own hindrance onto getting the book out. So the biggest thing that I've got from the book is that you can do it. You just have to do it. I was very lucky whenever I had just finished the book. I was shopping it around, and I wanted to be part of a publishing company that had other LGBT people who had a sense of family. You know, we're LGBT, but we have so much variety. And so I was able to find that with the company that I ended up going with, which is Dorky Publishing. So I've been blessed ever since.
Talk to me for a moment about getting rid of that hindrance. How do you get past a block where you realize, yes, I am writing, yes, this is happening?
I think it just came from frustration, really. It was having all these ideas and not really thinking that anything would ever come of it. You have to really get past that. And then my friends with the first anthology book really helped out with that also. It wasn't just about me trying to promote myself or get my work out there. It was me with a group of friends that I really cared about and I really wanted to support. So I was not only just trying to help myself, I was also trying to help them realize their vision.
It's interesting how we'll do something for a group of people that we won't do for ourselves. I've seen that time and time again. What was your creative process like?
Well, it was really interesting. What I found out was in my head, I do have a specific beginning, middle, and ending and the route it's supposed to take. But as I write and develop these characters, they kind of had their own voice in my head, and they kind of started going off in their own way. Miss Whiskers, for example, was only supposed to be just a tool to give the main character some information and the readers information on something that's been happening. And she was only supposed to be in that one scene, and I ended up loving her so much that I ended up keeping her in the book a little bit longer than I had intended. And that kind of happened with so many other characters. Mika, for example, I wanted to flesh her out a little bit more, and I think I'm going to do that in the second book. But she was also supposed to be just an ally, and she just grew a little bit more than that. Same thing with Anna.
In fact, it looks as if Mika and Damon might kind of be interested in each other at one point. I guess we're going to have to wait and see if that happens in book two.
Well, what's funny with that, though, is I think that with the Damon character, it shows how you're raised and how you're brought up has a lot to do with the person that you end up becoming. So even though the werewolves live in this very secluded, rigid world with a lot of internal fighting, Damon's parents raised him to be an ambassador and to keep the peace and to have an open mind. So whenever it came to the situation at the end of the book where he gets introduced to these new people and this new way of life, the parents kind of take a step back and want to examine, you know, well, what does this mean? Whereas raising Damon to be that ambassador, he's open to new possibilities and new love interests that normally wouldn't have been open to any other character.
What would you really most like to give your readers through Devin, his friends, and their adventures?
Honestly, I just want my readers to have a really fun escape. I know a lot of times, you know, you go through work, you go through some things that you have to do just in regular life, and it gets a little, you know, a little bit much, and you want to have some kind of escape. And a lot of people do that by going to the movies. Some people do that whenever they're reading. So my hope is that my books will be a nice escape for the people that are reading the books, and so that way they can enjoy themselves.
When will book two be out?
I am probably going to have that book ready by the summer.
So 2014 summertime. And finally, what time are you going to be reading? I could not find this online from Coven of Wolves on the 28th Pride is.
So I will be available for another book reading on Saturday, September 28th at 4 p.m. at Mission Park, which is in Pasadena, near the corners of Holly and Raymond.
Peter, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.